dogs, and other household germs. We shampoo our dogs only with shampoo that has been previously tested on humans. Its brand name is Suave, men's 3-in-1 shampoo, conditioner, and body wash. It's more of a multi-purpose household chemical because it's been drafted into service as floor cleaner, laundry detergent, and broad-spectrum insecticide, and, of course, dog shampoo. I know people who hold very strong opinions on the subject of dog shampoo. My parents taught me never to poke fun at such people. My sexy ex, for example, see picture at right, which is a very sexy drawing of a woman with the best part censored. She wants me to use something with oatmeal and echinacea, whatever the hell that is, and traces of the soil of ancient Babylon for longevity. I told her that Babylonian soil is high in borax, which is ant poison. She didn't care. Her veterinarian recommended it. Her veterinarian recommended a hysterectomy for a 3-year-old male peek-a-poo, or Yorkie-poo, whatever the hell he is. He's definitely a dog. See the smaller picture. He loves to come and stay with his Uncle Fred, because I bathe him once a year, whether he needs it or not. His mommy bathes him every 15 minutes, or every bowel movement, whichever comes first. Naturally, his skin is clean, dry, and irritated. When he comes to live with us, he gets a nice covering of grease and play slobber, so his fur shines like Jerry Curl. Why am I boarding a dog for my sexy ex? I'm not, but I have in the past. Why not? It's hard to find a long-term dog sitter. Nobody keeps dogs anymore. We have about 400, so 2 more is no problem. When the sexy ex was deployed to Iraq for her government service job, we took in her Yorkie poo and her corgi for about a year. I felt so patriotic. And Tessa's little chihuahua dachshund bitch finally found somebody in her league who could stand up to her shit. I turned the peek-a-poo, or whatever he is, into an obedient companion. One time I let it slip that I had used a shock collar on him to train him to stay in the yard. The sexy ex didn't even believe me. She laughed cheerfully. You didn't really do that, she said. Whatever. Little sumbitch stays in the yard now. While she was deployed, she gave me plenty of money to take him to the groomer. The what? You know, the place where you pay some cosmetology dropout $40 to do a job that would take you about an hour. You cut a dog's hair. It's a simple procedure in which you bind the dog's head and body and tail to a flat board and trim him up nice with the scissors. Then you flip him over, tie him back down, and trim the other side. She couldn't believe I did that, either. She was afraid I might snip his little man or something, but he was fine. The argument over dog shampoo continues. Why am I still fighting with an ex I haven't slept with in 10 years? At least 2 reasons. One, I love fighting with her. And 2, I still want to get in her jeans. Tessa isn't worried, though. My sexy ex is a good Catholic girl. The good Lord himself couldn't get in there with a crowbar and cash. And he could never win an argument with her either, bless her heart. By the way, my parents taught me it's okay to make fun of crazy people, as long as you bless their hearts afterward.